Tom, welcome.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks for coming up so quickly.
No problem.
It must be quite difficult as well with the hordes of supporters there congratulating you. Third game in. You've already talked, obviously, about Saturday and the positives you can take out of a hard, tough encounter against Stockport County. Coming out tonight, you've rung the changes and you've brought the youth back into the team. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the reasons why you've done that, first of all, and that first half performance, and then we'll talk about the second half.
Yeah, we knew that lads needed some game time, especially some of the younger lads, and the likes of Conor McCarthy coming back from injury. So we thought we'd try a different formation as well, going with the three at the back. We thought we'd got the players to do it. We've asked a lot of Tommy Walker over the last three games. Yeah. He's been unbelievable, the lad. You can tell he wants to get forward and he wants to put balls in the box, but we've asked him to do a job and he's done a superb job, so I'm well happy with him. Kieran Glynn's again showing exactly what he can do.
Yeah.
I just love seeing him drive that ball. He's unbelievable. He just floats with it. He's great. Joel, right back, had a good game. But in the first half, we thought we were getting exposed a little bit. Tom and Joel were just pushing on a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. I think we would say and agree with that. It was against a young team.
Yep.
Which is very hard for you to prepare against, because you know you don't know three quarters of the players that Salford are playing there this evening.
All
the preparation in the world is not going to help you. And they're full time, even though they're a younger team this evening. And you could see that in the first 45 minutes. Maybe just pushing a little bit too much, exposing us at the back a little bit.
Yep.
But you've changed that massively around in the second half. But the great thing, I suppose, is because obviously the last two games you've played in, you've come off in the first game and watched the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
But you've been able to watch a game fully for 90 minutes as the manager there this evening.
Yep.
How was that? Does that give you even more of an insight and give you more understanding of how this team can develop and work?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's some good players there, and I've got a big headache for Saturday now. Conor McCarthy's been quality, and I rang Gilly the other day and I said, look, I want to keep you playing. For me, if a striker's scoring goals, he needs to keep playing games. And again, he's gone and got himself another two goals, so right decision there. There's been some good performances, especially second half. I thought we controlled the game. Like we say, we made the changes. We just had a word with Joel and Tommy, just said, defend first. When you've got the ball, get forward and go create stuff. And they've done it. They were brilliant second half.
Yeah, I mean, from a second half perspective, we thought that we took it to them. We got into the faces a little bit earlier than we did in the first half.
Yeah.
And as you say, those two players, do your role and responsibility first.
Yeah.
And then if you can go on. But as you say, Conor McCarthy coming back from injury, the first half he ran his socks off. Second half he ran his socks off, but with more purpose and more quality.
Yeah.
Baird at the back got quality. Better and better and better through the game. You can see the quality there. And as you say, I mean, I was watching that first 45 minutes, and all I wanted to do was watch young players. I was really impressed with Salford and a number of their players.
Yeah.
It was good to see the way they played.
Yeah.
But equally, it's great to see our players slowly develop into the game more and more. Jones, I thought, when we gave Jones man of the match before, he was absolutely excellent this evening. Baird and Kieran Glynn. But as you say, it's so refreshing and nice to see these kind of players out there, and this can only do them, you know, more good than harm. Big headache for you, I suppose, on Saturday now then. You know, who's going to be in and who's going to be out? People are coming back from suspension, so you've got a big headache.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's been some good performances, and like I said on Saturday, like the lads coming in, it's not a risk them coming in. The good players, they've shown the good players, and that's why originally Carl's brought them in. And I've thought that when I've seen them in training myself and when I've been playing with them. So, yeah, big headaches, but it's good headaches, so that's
And as I'm interviewing this, as we're instigating this interview, Tom's got the biggest smile on his face, because obviously now at semi-finals, we know who we're playing. It's going to be either Hyde United away or West Didsbury and Chorlton. Now, we played West Didsbury and Chorlton last season, 7-1, 8-1, I think, at our place, but it's going to be away game. Going to be looking forward to that. We know that, you know, you're not going to be the full-time manager, but, you know, you're going to gain a huge amount of experience from what you have here, and whoever comes in is going to be relying on you anyway to give and help, I'm sure, and shoulder to shoulder, you can work with and develop yourself as a player, because you've got plenty more, legs to go and many more games to go for FC United. But it's got to be. You've gained a huge amount of experience.
Yeah.
You understand what it's like to be on the touchline. You've got a big two games ahead of us now. We've got Telford on Saturday. And again, after the cup defeat against them, we want to be putting that right. And then we've got Alfreton on Tuesday. Do you know at this moment in time, how long you're going to be in this role for, or are you just playing game by game? You're certainly going to be in there on Saturday, I would expect,
yeah.
And then possibly Tuesday, but you just listen, you get a call from Damien, he tells you what's going on.
Yeah, he's keeping in touch a lot. I speak to him on a daily basis. We're literally just taking it a training session and a game at a time, and like you say, I'm learning from it, I'm enjoying it, and I've enjoyed tonight. It would have been nice to go on and grab a goal, but it's what it is. I've enjoyed standing at the side tonight, and like you say, watching from there.
And does it affect your day-to-day job now, because obviously you're out, you know, with doing football all day with younger kids. Has it affected that in the respect of you having to maybe deal with other things that you've not had to deal with before, or you just do your day job and then in the evening getting a call from Damien, or, you know, because obviously, you know, Terrell's coming to the team, there's speculation there may be other players coming in there, so you could, is it changing your day-to-day sort of life at this moment in time, or is it pretty still the same?
My phone does not stop at all. There's managers contacting me, offering me players, wanting players to come out on loan and dual reg and things like that. So yeah, on that respect, yeah. And obviously dealing with players that are not involved and you've got to leave out the squad and things like that. It's difficult, but it's something that, again, I'm learning and I'm enjoying doing.
Well, listen, you carry on learning. You keep looking at me.
I've got a question to ask.
Well, just tap me on the shoulder then.
I did. I went like that.
You didn't.
Sorry, this is what we normally do, Tom. Just one other point is you did training last night.
Yeah.
And that's not really been done at FCA, as far as I'm aware, before. Is that something that you've all come to agreement on, that after Saturday it'd be good before this game tonight that you work on shape and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we did. We knew that we were going to go with the three at the back, so. It's different. It's a different formation to what the lads used to. So we thought we'd get them in and work on that. And they were all great. I mean, they've got families, they've got jobs, and literally every single one of them were there. So, yeah, we just thought with two midweekers coming up, we're not going to see them training as much. There's only been two training sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
So we mentioned coming in on Monday night, on Saturday, and like I said, the lads have been great from minute one since they found out that I was going to be doing this. And again, I just can't fault them. They've all been absolutely superb.
Well, we'll leave it with the last text of the evening. And this comes in, and this is from Tom's mum, who sends her congratulations, and she'll see us all on Saturday. So, listen, well done. It's nice that you're enjoying it. There's a smile on your face. You put a smile on a lot of supporters' faces this evening. The youngsters are being bloody. Ben's been happy all evening, which you very, very seldom see. And we can move on to Saturday. Training on Thursday, and then into the game on Saturday. So, listen, as always, we know the quality of you. We know what a nice gentleman you are, and, you know, now making decisions in a different way that you've never had to do before, and doing it very well. So congratulations.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, chaps. Cheers.